My honor this morning to be able to invite to the Elevation Worship Center pulpit, Pastor Henry Dean. Brother, would you just come, make yourself at home this morning. Give him a hand clap of appreciation as he comes. Amen.
Now you take your time, brother. I need
only 7 hours.
That's it. Go.
Of course, nobody may be here at the end.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. What time of year is it? Garden time? How many's planting a garden or planted a garden? How many would like to, but you're too lazy? Amen. Amen. When the weeds outnumber your vegetables, you got a problem.
Amen.
I know I've planted a somewhat of a garden, spears here, there, and everywhere. And I won't tell you where I planted it in case it turns out good. I want to keep them. Did you hear me?
Yes.
But I do want to know where your garden's at. God is good. All the time, he's so good. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Amen. And I often say good thing because my brothers didn't stick too close to me. But God has. He's my father. Jesus isn't only my brother. He's my Lord and my Savior. Amen. And I'm so glad that God has put in his word words of encouragement, words of strength, words that will help you and I to overcome. Amen. Brother Gary, are you tired of being second fiddle to your wife?
No, it works.
It works. I just had to say that. I preach a sermon. I'll preach it sometime. Playing second fiddle. Amen. You know what second place is, don't you, in a race? First loser. Some of you catch that about 2 in the morning. Amen. But I believe we need to be willing to play second place. Amen. To God. He's first. Amen. Our companions should be first above others. And it's a wonderful thing, marriage counseling. Amen. And we've been married, my wife and I, 46 years. And God has been faithful. He's helped us through it. I mean, no, marriage isn't easy. You hear these people, you ever hear somebody saying, I know Gary, I've been married 50 years and we've never had a fight. Honey, you either deaf or stupid or didn't know you was in a fight. Amen. Anytime that opposites attract one another, I often say, if I married somebody like me, I would have killed them already. My wife's thought about that, I'm sure. Like somebody say, you ever thought about divorce? She'd say no, but murder, yes. And I think at times maybe we have to pray through about it, don't we? Amen. But the greatest thing God's given you is your companion. To love you, to be there when you sometimes don't even love yourself. Amen. How many knows? Sometimes it's hard to love yourself. But if you can't love yourself, how can you love others? Bible said, love your enemy as yourself. Amen. Love others as yourself. But I thank God. You know, the thing we need today is revival in our land. If we're going to have survival, we better have revival. Catch that, church. Catch it. If we're going to have survival, we got to have revival. And it's got to start with me. It's got to start with you. Amen. We need to learn how to, throughout our marriage, throughout our life, how to plant a harvest and how to get to the place of reaping. Amen. How many knows you just don't walk out one day and start picking your garden, picking all the vegetables and everything when you haven't toiled and planted anything? It doesn't work that way. Amen. It's kind of like the young boy that he went out and planted some seeds, and his dad goes out the next day, and the little boy's digging them up. Son, what are you doing? He said, I'm seeing if they're growing yet, Daddy. How many knows we need some patience? There's a process in our life as Christians in growing. We just don't grow up a giant in the Lord. We're babies in the Lord. When we first come to Jesus, and Jesus comes to us, he begins to reveal the little things. He doesn't push a steak in front of a face. He puts a bottle in a mouth. We got to learn first elements, first steps in everything. How many knows it all? You wouldn't admit if you did, huh? Better not. I realize even about the Bible, the more I study the Bible, the more I realize sometimes what I don't know. How many knows this book is a vast book? It's a book. The beautiful thing about the Word of God, it's not like a love novel, though it is a love novel. It shows God's love. But you just can't read the back of it and know and understand it all. You ever get to reading the book and you get so engrossed in it, you want to know how it ends, and you read the last couple pages before you get through the book? It kind of ruins the whole thing. But I'm glad I've read the back of the book. I'm glad that God is there for us as individuals. Amen. In the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse, turn to it if you would. Hosea 10:12. It says, sow to yourselves in righteousness. I want you to catch all these words now. Sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time to seek the Lord, church. He that seeks for me with all of his heart shall what? Find me. Amen. Till he comes and rains righteousness upon you. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your righteousness. We thank you that we find righteousness in studying to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the whole truth of the Word of God. You're the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, your righteousness the church needs. We seek today after your righteousness, after your holiness, after your precepts. We ask you, Heavenly Father, that you would reach down into the very depth, the very hearts of each mom, each dad, each young person that is here, and touch them this morning with the word. Enlighten them with the word. May the word be hid in the heart that they sin not against you, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, anoint the preacher, anoint the word, that it might come forth under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we give you the praise and the glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, seek in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness upon you. Let us then seek this morning to meet the call of revival as we ponder from the text the processes that precede a harvest. Amen. We're going to learn how to plant a harvest this morning. Is that all right? Yeah. Hallelujah. There's nothing worse than planting a harvest and getting nothing. Amen. We shall arrange them in chronological order. This is what we must happen before blessings fall. First of all, this morning, when you get ready to plant a harvest, there is a timetable. And you wait until just about now, 1st of May, to begin after the frost, after the snow, after everything. Then you begin to what? Cultivate. You begin to plow your ground. Break up your fallow ground. You've got to prepare for the harvest. You just don't walk out and throw out the seeds on barren, hard, rocky soil that has never been tilled. If you do, guess what? The birds will get them. The Bible talks about it. Or if they come up, the sun comes up and it will kill them. You've got to plant the seed sometimes deep into Mother Earth in order to produce a harvest. By faith, when you plant those seeds, we're talking about spiritually this morning as well. When you plant those seeds of testimony of God's goodness and mercy and love and what He has done for you, the greatest testimony you're ever give will be your own testimony of what God has done for you. Has God ever done anything for you? Most certainly He has, or you wouldn't be here. And if you're here and God hasn't done anything for you, He can begin this morning. Amen. He's a great, big, wonderful God. So this morning we need to learn to plant. Now, my father one time, when he was a teenager, his dad was going out and they was going to go to town. But they had a process. They was in corn harvest or planting the corn. It was all tilled, ready. All the boys had to do is go out and plant the corn. Now, of course, I take after my dad. And my dad, he went out and dad said, "All right, we're going to town, but this here's your sack of corn. You got to get the thing planted." He goes out and he digs a hole and dumps the whole thing in the hole. How many's ever heard, "Be sure your sins will find you out"? Watch out, little hands, what you do. Amen. He got by with it. He got to go to town. Oh, he did a good job. Dad was proud of him. But how many knows payday does come? What you sow, you're going to reap. And so, of course, a week, 2, 3 weeks later, guess what? The corn came up. But there's one problem, all in one spot. And I bet the race was on, honey. You're probably trying to outrun Dad. Grandpa was a small little fella, but I bet he could move. I don't think my dad ever pulled that stunt again. You see, he planted. But you see, there's a process in doing it. So when you begin to break up your fallow ground, sometimes there's roots there. There has to be, especially if it's virgin land, like pioneers coming across and establishing new ground that's never been plowed before. There's trees to take out, roots to take out. There's stones that come up. I never did understand how come stones come up every year instead of the crop. Well, what happens the first 2 or 3 years, as the ground freezes each winter, it pushes the rocks up. A lot of people don't realize that. You thought you planted a crop of rocks. Diane went out on her grandfather's place there one day. It was on vacation. How'd you like to have a vacation of picking up rocks all day and throwing them on a tractor trailer? Well, she did. Couldn't understand how come they kept multiplying. But you've got to remove some things from your life. Some people say, "Well, Jesus will do it all." No, some things He expects you to do. The Bible said, "Resist the devil and he'll flee from you." Who? You. Walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Who? You. How many knows how to say no? You learned it enough telling your kids no, no, no. Amen? All right. Sometimes we just have to say no to the enemy. Now, I don't mean your companion. Amen. They're not your enemy. They're the lover of your soul. But we find in planting, there is a time of preparation first, if you're to have a good harvest. How many knows the more you pray, the closer you get to God? If prayer is the oxygen of the saints, perhaps that's why so many of God's people are blue. Amen? If our prayers... How many, when you pray, you like to cry before God? I do. I like to get to the place that when I'm praying that I can break spiritually that barrier and tears come forth. The Bible said he even notices the tears to such a degree that he puts them in a bottle. Did you know that he cares that much? It's in the Word. It's in the Word. But if your tears watered your crop, how much crop would you have? Hello? Think about it. Might be a sparse crop this year, huh? And we're talking about spiritually. Amen. We need to get in a burden of prayer. As we often say, we pray until we prayed. Have you ever prayed? It's like getting a second wind running. Huh? You run until you think you can't run no more, and all at once, boom, you get a second wind. I like to think that's the Holy Spirit in a spiritual walk. That second wind that helps us to go on and climb just a little bit higher. I think I can. I think I can until we get over the hill. Amen? But this garden that we're planting is a garden of righteousness, holiness, godliness, purity. Break up your fallow ground. The divine command is so urgent that it is repeated again in Jeremiah 4:3. Fallow ground is that which was once cultivated but now lays waste. We need to break up that fallow ground. We need to break it up with prayer. Water with the tears. It's much easier plowing if it's wet. Amen. The dry, dusty old land. So the process is we need to break up a fallow ground. The next process in the harvest timetable is sowing. You don't sow it in one place, like my dad. There's laws in nature. There's laws in planting crop, corn, that it has to be so far apart, cotton so far apart. They may plant a bunch of them together, and it looks like they all run together, but they get a hoe, and they get in there, and they hoe it out until each one has its own separate space in life. Amen. Why? So the root structure has plenty of good Mother Earth to produce. And so I went out and planted some corn this year, and so far it's up about 18 inches, some of them. Amen, and I plan on having a harvest if the squirrels don't have it first. You know, I've almost come to the conclusion I'm going to have squirrel soup and dumplings. I'm going to invite your pastor over. He probably could bring me a few, too. Never had squirrel meat, but I think I'm about fixing to if they get into my apples. They like to get up in that apple tree and knock your apples down. Oh, my next door neighbor feeds him. Nice feller he is. I pray for that guy. Harvest, the harvest timetable is sowing. Sow to yourselves in what? Righteousness. Holiness. How many believes that pleases God? Do you think it pleases God when we pray and we can weep before him? My always heart, as a pastor, my heart's always went out for those, Brother Gary, that they'll come to the altar and they cannot weep, especially men. We had a young couple, two couples, a church in Rupert. One, they were both Spanish. One was, he could just weep his eyes out, man, and get through with God just in a few minutes. And the other one, come to find out that he believed it was unmanly to cry. And he never got anywhere with God, hardly at all. He had head knowledge, but no heart knowledge of the real experience of God's wondrous, glorious love, like I wanted to see him have. If you can't cry before the Lord and humble yourselves, you need to ask God, help me, Lord. Help me. You don't have to do it in front of somebody else. You could be in your bedroom by yourself. It could be in an office standing by yourself. But you need to pray until you pray, church. Amen. Folks, we're going to see Jesus someday. That brings tears to my eyes. Nothing gets me more excited, Pastor, than thinking about the rapture of the church, the catching away the bride. He's coming back for a church that's right and ready. A righteous church, a holy church. a church that's prayed up, ready to go up. Amen? It's not hard. It's not hard to get close to Jesus. Just find a place to do it. Find a place to say, Lord, I love you. I love you with all of my soul, with all of my heart, with all of my mind, with everything within me. I love you. Thank you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for letting me grow up to be the age that I am. And thank you for the future, because it's good, because you're my God and my Lord and my Savior and my soon coming King. I thank you for what you're doing for my family. Lord, they may not be saved yet, but God, I can see him by faith saved in the house of God serving you, Jesus. I can see it by faith. I believe you're going to heal my loved ones that are sick. By faith, I believe you're going to do great and mighty things for my family, and he will. But he wants faithfulness. He wants your heart. Hello? There's only one person besides your wife you need to give your heart to, and that's Jesus. First and foremost, above all. Because if you're sharing your heart, it's you, your wife, and Jesus. Amen? Greatest experience in the world. If you want your marriage to last, the greatest secret I'll ever tell you is you and Jesus. He comes first. If he comes first, then you're going to want to bring your companion first in it. Amen? Right up there too. And that pleases God, because God created the family before he created the church. Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Steve. You got that? Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. God loves them. He's not willing that any should perish but come to repentance. We just need to know what the Word of God says and live it. Let them see Jesus in us. Let them see our happy marriage. Amen. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Break up your fallow ground. It's seed time. It's time to plant seed. And that's what we're doing each and every day. You just don't wake up and become evangelist. You just don't wake up and become a pastor. It takes time. It takes study. It takes prayer. It takes dedication, consecration before God. Before we become anything for God, it's going to take time. You don't take an Olympic runner and one day wake up, get out of bed, and say, I think I'm going to run in the Olympics today. You've never done nothing but walk. So you see, pain is gain. Them Olympians, they go through a lot of pain to have gain. And same thing with the child of God. Amen? Praying and waiting on God isn't easy, but it's something that we have to do. It's something we must do if we grow in Jesus Christ. Amen? It'll be the greatest experience. Once you touch God and God really touches you and you're by yourself when he doesn't, it'll be the greatest experience you've ever experienced in your life. The greatest thing in the world is when I see a sinner that's never come to Jesus Christ pray through for the first time, Brother Gary, and feel and get a hold of what we've got a hold of. Hallelujah. They don't want to let go of it. It's the greatest thing in the world. Revival in our soul comes through Jesus Christ. So the third process in the harvest timetable is waiting. It's hard to wait. Lord, I want patience, and I want it right now. Good luck, Pastor said. It don't work, does it? Patience. Waiting. Marriage. It's compromising. Let her have a way once in a while. Or vice versa. Amen. Amen? Bible said it's a good thing when you find a good thing. And when you find that companion, it's a good thing. Amen. Because she can pray with you. Amen. She can be that friend, a stick close as a brother too, just like Jesus. That's what a companion does. Amen. Now, I know some of you here, and you've probably been divorced, and that's a sad thing. It's sad. But God helps you through it all. Amen? Just fall in love with Jesus. Just fall more in love with Jesus every day. Amen. And he will guide our footsteps. He'll lead us paths, lead us in the right path, and will lead us each and every day. For it is time to seek the Lord. And in Hosea, therefore, amen, turn to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on God continually. We sing that chorus about every time I come. I was going to sing it again today. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. Teach me, Lord. We need to be taught to wait on the Lord. Waiting isn't so bad. You know, sometimes if we'd wait a little longer, we wouldn't get ourselves in such trouble as we get ourselves in. Amen? Anybody ever get to the place where they see, well, you could be shopping in a shopping window. See something in that window, I just got to have to. And then you're going home with it and you're saying, what did I buy that thing for? Of course, that's never happened to you, I'm sure, right? Just got to have it. I just got to have more of Jesus. That's what counts. More of Jesus and less of me. And that's hard. It's hard to, you know, I found, Gary, it's hard to crucify old Henry. I don't like it. There's sometimes I get down to pray and I just don't like it. Of course, that's never happened to you, right? Right? Prayer is a job. It's hard. It hurts sometimes. But it's something that we have to do. Amen? It's something. Plowing the field, getting ready for your harvest, getting ready for your garden. You don't like that. I don't like that, pulling weeds. But it sure looks a lot better when it's done. And my seeds have a lot easier and a better time coming up than being choked out by a lot of weeds. Amen? Prayer removes those obstacles in our lives that hinders our walk with Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Amen? It really does. Ask some of these people that are prayer warriors here. Amen. And they'll show you how to pray. Because they've done it for years. Amen. So in planting that crop this morning, it doesn't hurt to pray over it too. Amen. Keeps the squirrels out. If not, a good gun does. Amen. So we need to wait and wait for the Lord to give the increase. Some plant, some water. But who gives the increase? God gives the increase. They that wait upon the Lord. Amen. Don't be like a little boy. Dig it up every day to see if it's growing. It doesn't work. It won't grow. You gotta hide it under the earth. Water it daily. Or when it's supposed to be, and wait upon the Lord's increase. Amen. Hallelujah. Ripening. It's wonderful to see souls saved. How many has ever testified to somebody? The Bible said, some plant, some water, some. Amen. God gives the increase. You may testify, not see anything with that testimony. Somebody else will come along and testify again. Maybe three or four people down the line testify. And finally, that individual remembers you and remembers what you said about God. And they come to the place that they need a harvest. All they have is a harvest of weeds instead of beautiful plants, things that would do good. They have weeds. But they come to Jesus, and Jesus helps you to plow the field. Amen. Jesus helps you to get the weeds out of your life. Those old thorns, huh? How many likes? You know, I like roses, and roses are beautiful, but I sure don't like the thorns. People say they like the roses, but you have thorns all year long, but you only have roses about 5 months out of the year. But for the beauty of it, you're willing to, what? Bear with the thorns. You're always going to have thorns around you in life. Hello, spiritually speaking, there's always going to be those around you that's going to, you know, they may be beautiful at times, but other times they're awful ugly, very thorny, and it hurts to see, especially if it's your children you love, huh, or your grandchildren you love, and you know they're not doing and not saying and doing the things that you know that's pleasing to God. You pray. Pray is that power Jesus is that power that is higher than all power. He'll reach up beyond the atmosphere into the heavens where Jesus is at the right hand of the Father making intercessory prayers for you and for I. Bible says you have not because you ask not. I ask the Lord quite often, save my grandbabies, those that aren't saved. One or two of them don't even believe there's a God. And it breaks your heart, especially when you've talked to them about God and you've been a preacher all your life, and still they deny the very one you've taught them about. But I love them. I don't hate them. Regardless what they do in life, I'm still going to love them, because if I don't love my grandbabies, who's going to love them? And they know if you love them or not. They're going to know if, same as your children, they're going to know if you love them or not. Because you're able to put your arm around them and say, honey, I love you. I may not agree with what you do in life and the choice and the roads that you've taken, but I'm going to be here when the road runs out. I'll be here for you. Daddy will, Grandpa will. Because I love you. You're my gift. Your children and your grandchildren's the biggest gift God will ever give you next to your wife. And of course, God's first. You know that. Amen? How many can amen me on that? Sometimes it's hard to pray for your children. Sometimes we don't understand the roads they take. But they're not us. They have to find their own way. That's why God gave them to us. For us to raise them up in the way they should go. When they're old, that thoughts, those, that training will not depart. Doesn't mean they won't walk away from God. But the Holy Spirit's got something there to deal with. That's there. They will always remember Daddy and Mama loved them through thick and thin. Let's have a garden of love, a garden of compassion and mercy and grace for our loved ones. Let's love them so much they'll choke out the weeds. Did you hear me? Let's love our children, our grandchildren so much, our companions so much, you'll choke out the weeds. Won't be no room for weeds. Just love, 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 love. I want to be loved, don't you? How many needs love? I do. Amen. We all need it. Need it. And I thank God for it. You love one another. That's why you're here this morning. You're a family of love and would do anything for anybody that you could within your power. And I thank God for brothers Gary and sister and his wife. Amen. I thank God for his children. They've loved me for a lot of years. Put up with me? Well, that could fall in that category too. Amen. But we put up with him too. No, we haven't even been around each other that much to not love you. Amen. And they love you. You're blessed to have these pastors. Give them a hand clap. Love you, Brother Gary and Sister Ty. We'll cut her short this morning. God bless you. Come on.
Good word, brother. Thank you. Praise the Lord. How many of you know you heard some good gospel preaching this morning? If you want a harvest, you have to do what it takes to get the harvest. It doesn't just happen. If you're neglectful, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Amen. Bible said that, you know, if you sow to the wind, you'll reap the whirlwind. I don't know about you, but I want to reap good things in my life. Amen. So it takes diligence about the things of God. Amen. To have those things come back to you. And how many of you know that that is just absolutely a... It's not just a natural law, but it is an absolute concrete spiritual law.
Yes, it is.
So if you're not sowing, you're not going to reap.
That's right.
Amen? But when you sow, there ain't a devil in hell that can keep it from coming up.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Everybody equates this one scripture in the book of Luke, you know, talking about money, and it's really not talking about money, but it says, give and it shall be.
Yeah.
Not might be, not could be,
But it is an automatic. It's like putting it in gear. Give, it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, good measure, shaken together, running over, will men give unto your bosom. And everybody goes, oh, they're just talking about money. No. No, because the scripture goes on to say, with whatever measure you give, with all it shall be measured to you again. Need mercy? Sow mercy. Be merciful. Ever stand in need of forgiveness? Forgive. Sow it. You'll get it. Love, and it'll come back to you. Amen? Praise God. You've heard some good word this morning. Stand to your feet. Brother Dean, thank you for coming and delivering the word of the Lord to our hearts this morning. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for being in the house of the Lord today. And I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Appreciate what God has done here in our midst this morning. Tuck this word away in your heart. If maybe you haven't been sowing as you should, maybe you haven't been sowing, take it as an encouragement to begin to do that which is right in the sight of the Lord, so that one day you can walk out into that garden of life and retrieve and be blessed when you get there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads and we'll dismiss this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for these that have come, and we thank you, Lord, for the presence of the Holy Spirit that we have felt here in this place. As we have worshiped and as we have heard your word, Father, I pray that you would tuck it away deeply within our hearts. Let us understand and let us apply the principles that have been spoken to us this morning. We all want the harvest. Help us to realize that the harvest does not come without our diligence and without our pressing in and doing what's asked of us. And Father, I pray this morning as we dismiss from this place of worship and we go our separate ways, that Lord, you will go with us and that you will shelter your hand over every household and every family. I pray that throughout the remainder of this week that they will be blessed, that you will let your favor shine upon them, and that you will let your goodness, Lord, just simply overshadow them. Meet their needs emotionally, spiritually, financially. Bless every household, Lord, as we submit and surrender to you. And Father, for all of these things, we will be eternally grateful. And we ask it now in the precious name of Jesus. Everyone in agreement said amen.